You know, I know all about work, for I have been standing on the platform of these streetcars for 17 years. I'm Jeff Woodard with the McLean County Museum of History.
David Law is a quite interesting figure. He worked for the Street Railway Company for 33 years, and a lot of folks that are living in Bloomington Normal probably don't realize that Bloomington Normal had a street railway system, which was not uncommon in the 19th and early 20th century. I'm Bill Kemp, librarian, McLean County Museum of History. So it's developed first in 1867, 2 years after the Civil War, as horse-drawn streetcars.
When I commenced work for the company, I was just 17 years old. Now I'm 34 and I have a wife and a baby. I've never done anything else but drive streetcars, and I began to think now that I will never until I get to the other world, where wings are said to be used as motive power in preference to mules.
When David Law first starts working for the company in 1872, he's a streetcar driver, driving a mule or horse team and pulling a streetcar. By 1890, the system will be electrified, so he will become then a motorman, running a electrified streetcar.
Joe Pfeiffer used to be a passenger on my car when he attended the Wesleyan, and now I carry his son, Herman, to and from the Normal.
The streetcar system was, in Bloomington Normal, one of the common levelers of community life, in that, like the bus system today, you would have all walks of life. Although back in the streetcar days, you had upper middle class and comfortably middle class people riding the streetcars as well.
Yes, you are right. It is a rather hard life. On the line, we have to start out from the stables at 7:10 in the morning and work until 10:30 at night.
So it was a really nice area for the community as a whole to interact, from working class Irish folk to very wealthy East Siders taking the streetcar in to work at the bank downtown. So David Law worked for 33 years for the company.
I live close to the stables, and so I can go home for my short meals. But most of the drivers just eat cold lunches for dinner and supper.
They only would get two breaks during the day, 20 minutes, for lunch and dinner. So most of them ate cold lunches in the horse barn. So the working conditions were not the best, obviously. The conditions themselves were okay, but the hours were quite awful.
On all the other lines, the drivers have to commence work at 6:45. This means getting up not far from 5 o'clock 7 days in the week. And I tell you, 5 o'clock comes mighty early these days. It seems like rather small wages for so many hours. The new men get $40 a month, and those longest in the company's employ get $50. We haven't any pickings or prerequisites either, and we have to work Sundays as well as Mondays.
They did make decent wages for the day. In 1889, akin to, if you would adjust for inflation today, it had been equal to us between $1,000 and $1,300 a week, which wasn't that bad. But yet, given the hours they were working, 7 in the morning to past 10 at night, it was a very difficult life.
But 2 months ago, a lot of drivers made an arrangement whereby every 10 drivers would pay the wages of an extra driver, so that now every one of us takes a day off every 10 days. Of course, we lose that day, but by this means, we have 1 day in 10 to get acquainted with our wives and families.
The system is electrified in 1890, and then in 1893, David Law is involved in a horrific accident. He's a motorman, so he's running an electrified streetcar, but he's also the ticket taker or the conductor. So he's in the back of a vehicle taking tickets, talking to some paying customers, when there's a horse coming at him. A young man is overturned by the horse, and the streetcar runs over this young man, and this young man is killed. Now, David Law is not to blame for that, but the company is, because they should have had both a motorman and a conductor on the streetcar. And in fact, that's what will happen after this accident. So although this accident involves the death of a young man, it does end in a significant policy change to ensure that someone was always paying attention to where the streetcar was headed.
Why, bless your heart, the average well-dressed and comfortable citizen who rides the streetcars don't know anything about us or men like us. We hardly see our children, for they are asleep when we leave in the morning and have gone to bed when we get back at night. The children of many of the drivers never see their fathers except once in 10 days, and then they ask their mother who that strange man is around the house.
David Law, interesting, would never serve as a motorman again, though he would remain with the company for a little while.
By the time we pay our house rent, our grocers and butcher's bills, pay for our clothes, fuels, and lights, we have mighty little left, even when we are in good health. And when sickness comes, it is apt to go a little hard with some of us. The company treats us very well, though, and never discharges a man except for calls.
There was no pension system, which was standard for the day in the industrial age. There was no medical insurance. So these drivers really lived a very precarious life. They did organize a union in 1902 and then struck in 1904. This was a time when striking workers had very little support, so the company, the streetcar system, brought in strike breakers. Some unrest ensues, as was common back then. The striking workers then upturn and partially demolish six streetcars. The strike lasts more than 6 months, and finally the strikers and David Law are broken.
How many miles have I traveled during the time I've been a streetcar driver, do you ask? Well, I don't have very much time to figure. But some of the smart Normal and Wesley students whom I carry every day have figured it out. The route has now been shortened so that now the round trip is only 5 miles, but it used to be 6. I make 15 round trips a day. In the 17 years that I have been a streetcar driver, I have traveled 558,450 miles. That would be more than 23 times around the globe, and would have been enough to carry me to the moon, back to the Earth again, a second time to the moon, and a small part of the way back to the Earth again.
And then Law leaves the streetcar company and begins to work for the Illinois Central Railroad, which also runs through Bloomington, and he will pass away in 1916. The year after David Law passes away, the streetcar employees finally will successfully unionize. The Bloomington-Normal streetcar system will remain active and in use as late as the Great Depression. It will finally become defunct in 1936. It will be killed, as most streetcar systems were, by the automobile and the internal combustion engine buses.
I have stood on this platform with thermometer 24 to 30 degrees below zero, and I have made my way through mountainous snow drifts and when the rails were a glare of ice, as well as through beating rains and burning suns. No, we haven't a soft job, and we literally earn our bread by the sweat of our brows.